Okay, we seriously do have everything for Game of Thrones you want to see. Everything from what? Drinks and how to make them for the game. You got odds up there for what? Who's going to die and who's going to win the Game of Thrones?
Yeah, who's going to be killed off? There's also videos of different art installations that have popped up all across the United States.
Is the Bellagio one up there too?
I put that up there as well.
They did a Game of Thrones thing at the Bellagio, which is awesome. Now, of course, the key word would be...
Got. G-O-T.
Which stands for what?
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones!
So last night, Fallon sent out their street guy. And listen closely, because he never says Game of Thrones. He says everything but Game of Thrones.
So funny.
But people are so excited, they're going to hear what they want to hear.
The big show starts this Sunday night, the 8th season. How excited are you for Spring to Bones?
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yep.
12.
Who do you think will be the first character to get killed off on Plaintiff's Guns?
I have a feeling Varys.
Do you think there's any chance that you might go back and rewatch some old episodes of Shame the Clones?
I think I will, yes.
Do you think for the 8th season that you and your friends will have viewing parties for Cajun Groans?
I'm trying to set one up.
Will the White Walkers be defeated on Shave the Goats?
I hope so.
What would you say your favorite thing is about Stained McClose?
Man, I mean, if you want me to be honest, I feel like Peter Dinklage.
Who do you want to win on Blame Glenn Close?
Oh, I think Daenerys has to do it.
How do you feel about the ending of Paid to Bone?
I am obviously a little bit sad that we won't get any more after that.
So this Sunday night, do you think you might have some friends over for Grape Nuts and Toast?
Maybe.
I hope you have a great time this Sunday watching Naked Moans.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good Lord. That's awesome, man.
Grape Nuts and Toast.
Grape Nuts and Toast, man. We'll all be watching Sunday night.